This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. COVID-19 hospitalizations in Colorado rose by more than 20 patients to 77 this week. That's their highest levels in 2 months, but still remain relatively low. The state has also reported a rise in cases and in the percent of positive tests. A variant called EG5, a descendant of an Omicron strain, made up nearly 13% of samples as of mid-July. It's currently the dominant strain in the U.S. But Michelle Barron, an infectious disease doctor at UC Health, says the latest variants have so far generally not caused severe illness.
Not worried, just watching.
Coloradans can expect to have a chance to get a COVID-19 booster, one formulated for a variant now circulating this fall. A group of newspapers in the San Luis Valley has been sold to a publisher in Wyoming. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce.
The sale includes 7 weekly papers in the San Luis Valley and the daily Alamosa Valley Courier. With that, 37-year-old Wyoming publisher Louis Mullen owns about 40 papers across nearly a dozen states. The sale comes in the wake of 4 locally owned newspapers in the Collegiate Peaks region selling to an Arizona-based company. Mullen told Inside the News Colorado that he does not plan any major changes yet. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado State University is teaming up with a German company to build a giant laser science facility in Fort Collins. CSU scientists are hoping to advance clean energy research, among other interests. The facility will help the scientists study inertial fusion energy, lasers and photonics, and high energy density physics. The $150 million venture will be built in the CSU Foothills campus. CU's Board of Governors needs to give final approval on financial details. This is CPR News and KRCC.